Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're learning Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, and we're holding at the Mishnah, which is roughly 8 lines into the wide lines, about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. This shir is being given in Arusha, Tanzania. We're starting the Mishnah, Kuf Chof Aleph, look at the Mishnah. We're continuing to talk about the terrible tragedy of an iguna, whose husband has passed away, and we want to free her from being in limbo. So as you recall, we've already learned a number of times, we believe the wife herself, as long as it's Shalom Beinoy LeBeinah, and V'Shalom Ba'olam, you also believe Eid Echad. Now the Mishnah goes into further detail about what you need to know under circumstances where Chas V'Shalom, the husband may have passed away by drowning. Look to Mishnah. Not from Levayim. What happens if the husband who's lost, he fell into the water? Bein sheyesh len soif, bein sheein len soif. Sai, if the water had an end, sai, if the water did not have an end. The Mishnah will explain shortly what that means, and we'll see Mitzvah in the Gemara. What's the din? Ishte asura. You cannot guarantee that the husband is not alive, maybe somehow survived his ordeal, therefore she's awesome. Omer Meir, I'll tell you a story, Masa B'Echad, Shenofel L'Boir HaGadol, person who fell into the large boir. And one would have thought that since he didn't come up within the first half hour, hour two, that's it. V'ol Li'achash Loish Yomim, and he was able to go and come out 3 days later. So you see that in all circumstances, ishtay asura. Amr b'yosi, ma'as b'suma shiarad lit boil b'ma'ara. There was a story of a blind person who went to Toivil inside a cave. V'yarad moishchei acharav. The moishch means the guide, the person that would normally pull him in whatever direction that they had to go and walk. Unfortunately, the suma cannot see. So he has a moishach. Nowadays they have these seeing eye dogs. Apparently, in the times of the Mishnah, they had seeing eye people that would go and be moishachim, and that person also fell into the miara, or the suma went to Toivil, and the moishach went afterwards. The show, when they waited, Kadesh Tetzin Nafsham, the amount of time that normally it would take for them to come out, and normally the time that it would take for them to be able to live. The Mishnah doesn't say, but let's assume a half an hour or something along those lines. And since they didn't come out, based on that, they said that it's mutter, you're allowed to go and marry. Their women can remarry, because you can assume that the husband, the Suma, and Nebuchadnezzar, to the Moshech, that they both passed on. There was a story in Asya, V'echad sheshushulu layam, they lowered him down into the yam, apparently like a deep sea diver type of person. And the only thing that came up subsequently was just the leg. We had this Gemara, as you recall, a couple of days ago. The Gemara quoted this Mishnah. Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, it depends what part of the leg. If it was higher than the knee, then she can remarry. And Rashi said yesterday, because we can assume that that's like a meguyad. If you go back to the Rashi, Kuf Chof Amid Beis, Rashi starts in the middle of the Yomid where it says, Min Rakuvu Lamata Loitinase. Rashi says at the end of that Rashi, K'toni Min Rakuvu Lamala Tinase, Alma Meguyad Loi Chay. We see that a meguyad, meguyad means someone who is stabbed. Here too, the leg of this person has been stabbed, because as you can tell, the part of the leg has been severed. That's the only part that's come up to the shore. So, menakuva lamala tinase, if it's higher than the knee, then you can assume that the person never passed on. Menakuva ulamata, however, if it's lower than the knee, loy tinase, she cannot remarry, because you assume that no major artery or vein was cut, and that, Baruch Hashem, the person was able to live. You only found the bottom part of the foot, but presumably the husband was able to somehow swim to shore, he floated to shore, and therefore he is alive. Okay, Zokti Gemara. Toner Rabban, we start off the Mishnah that Sai Nofal Lamayim She Yesh Lehem Tzoyf and Mayim She Ein Lehem Tzoyf. Zokti Braisa. Nofal Lamayim Bein She Yesh Lehem Tzoyf, Bein She Ein Lehem Tzoyf, Ishtei Asura Div Rameir. That's the same Rameir of our Mishnah, that the Rameir said that even a person who fell into the Bar HaGodol was able to come out alive 3 days later. Gemara is going to talk more about that in Miyat Hashem on the Amud Beis. It really depends. If it's maim sheyesh lehem soif, the wife is mutter. Ein lehem soif, the isha is aser. And remember, we said in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to explain what those terms mean. Hey chidam maim sheyesh lehem soif, Omer Abaye, kol she'omid v'roya me'arba ruchosav. In other words, you have people going and standing, let's say, on the shores of the river, and in all directions they're able to see where there is land, so that the river or the lake is relatively limited. And when the person looks from his vantage point out to the water in all directions, he's able to see land mass in all directions. That's what we call Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Soif. Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif means that you look in all four directions and in fact, there is no land. Like if you're looking out into the Atlantic Ocean, you're not going to see land unless you have vision that goes a couple of thousand miles all the way to England or perhaps Finland, perhaps Iceland or the like. Anyway, what's the difference between your land and Ishland? Well, it's relatively straightforward. If it's Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Soif, that you can see the land, if I'm able to see in all four directions, and I see that a person fell in, how come I don't see that someone has been swept up or has been able to swim to shore? After all, I see the shore all over, and I see that there's no person that has come up. Is a charai, then unfortunately the person drowned, and there's nothing to talk about. If it's mine she'ein lehem soif, that's a different story. I cannot see where this person came up, because wherever I look in all four directions, it's just water, water, water. But maybe beyond my eyesight, maybe the person was able to swim, as we'll see in the Gemara, maybe with the benefit of major waves. The waves kind of just floated him away. And in fact, he wound up in a shore a mile away, which was beyond what the constraints of my vision. And therefore, he's still alive and kicking. And that being the case, it's Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif, the Ishtoi is Asura. She cannot remarry because maybe her husband is in fact alive. So in our Mishnah, Rav Meir holds, and that's what we had in the beginning of this Paisa, that it makes no difference. Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif, Ein Lehem Soif. At any time, if you don't see the husband returning, we have to assume the worst, that he may have passed on. But maybe he didn't. We don't know. Maybe he was somehow able to swim. Maybe you were somehow able to float, and therefore, ishtei asura. On the other hand, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim, that's the same as Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, that the Chachamim hold that Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Soif, ishtei muteres. Because once again, if you look in all four directions, and there is soif, there is land, why don't I see the husband? Muzdach zayin that the husband Nebuch passed away, and therefore, ishtei muteres. However, she'ein lehem soif, the reason why I didn't see the husband is because I can't see so far. Beyond my eyesight, maybe did wash up onto shore. Therefore, ishtoi asura. What Rav Meir was trying to prove with his case of the Bar HaGodol, because the Bar HaGodol is by definition a Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Soif, you can see all sides surrounding the Bar HaGodol. I don't know how wide or how deep the Bar HaGodol was, however, let's assume it was 20 feet wide, 50 feet wide. It was as huge as one of the large Olympic-size swimming pools. But bottom line is you can go and see in all four directions. So it's Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Soif. I didn't see him come up from any of the four directions of this Bar HaGodol. So Zeitzuch Oisi passed away. According to Rabbi Yossi, Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Soif, if you waited for this man of Kadesha Teitzei Nafshom, then it's Ishtei Muteres. Says the mayor, I remember that famous story by the Bar Gadol, the husband came back 3 days later. So you see that there's no proof that by Himayim Shiesh Lem Soif, Ishta Mutaris, because in fact maybe the husband is still alive. And Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says that there is a difference between Yesh Lem Soif and Ein Lem Soif, and that's why he says in the case of the Suma that went to Toivel in a Ma'ara, which is in a cave, there too you can see the cave from all four sides, people coming and going, and therefore if you didn't see him come out, and they waited for him, he and the Moshech Achrov, they waited, I don't know, say half an hour, Shel Kadesh Tetzin Afshim, the amount of time that it would take for a person to pass away, maybe we give him another couple hours, we assume he'll be able to tread water somehow in this Ma'ara, will be able to float, place. And so therefore, wait until she takes an afshim, and after that time, ishtoi muters. Because again, Ma'ara is like mayim sheyesh lehem soif. Okay, the Ma'ara tells us a story. Hu gavad d'tova bi'agma d'samki. There was a person who drowned, ba'agma, agam is marshes, d'samki, the name of a place called Samki. And in tzva Rav Shila d'bisur, Rav Shila allowed for his wife to remarry and said, well, obviously he's not coming back. What are we talking about? Ein lehem soif, yesh lehem soif. Let's see in a moment. Amri Rav Shmuel, Toni Shamte. I think that Rav Shila has haskened incorrectly, and therefore we should put him in Chayr. Amalei, so Shmuel said to Rav, before we put people in Chayr, don't be so hasty. Nishlech lei Bereisha. Why don't we first ask him, what was the story? What's the basis of your psak? Why did you do what you did? Shol Chalei Tzaraf said, you know, Shmuel, you're right. And they asked him, Mayim She'en Lem Soif, Ishtei Asura, Oim Mutaz. What's the din of Mayim She'en Lem Soif? Shol Chalehu, Ishtei Asura. Remember, there's no machloikis about Mayim She'en Lem Soif. The only machloikis is about Mayim She'yesh Lem Soif. So Mayim She'en Lem Soif, Avad, Ishtei Asura. Okay. Va'agma desamki, Mayim She'yesh Lem Soif, or Mayim She'en Lem Soif. How would you describe the Agma de Samki, this marshes in the town of Samki? Sholach lei, sholach lehu, mayim she'en lem soif. Who? This has a status, mayim she'en lem soif. In other words, it's such an extensive, wide mayim. You look in all directions, you cannot see anybody or anything. You can't see any land mass. And therefore, normally mayim she'en lem soif would be ishtei asura. So then they asked him, mar mai tema ovet achi? So why did you go and be matir this lady to remarry? You yourself agree that Mayim She'en Lem Soif. In fact, it's not only you, but everybody. Remei Rab Yossi. There's no machloikis. Mayim She'en Lem Soif Ishtei Asura. How will you matir the wife? Everything when Mita Ta'ina said Reb Shila about himself, I made a boo-boo. I made a mistake. Ano sabri kibu dekovu v'kaimu. Since this agam, which is marshes, it's not like a river that has major waves, high waves and low waves and all the rest. So therefore, Kamayim Shiesh Lem Soif Dami. I assumed that this is Mayim Shiesh Lem Soif because a person cannot swim very far, he cannot float too far, and then you're bound to see him. And if you didn't see him, that means that was the end. Kamayim Shiesh Lem Soif Dami. Well, we know Ishtei Muteres, because he should have, we should have seen him float. We should have seen him swim. We should have seen him. The fact that we don't see him is the chasimin that he came to an end. Why? Because the marshes wouldn't pull a person away, wouldn't float a person away, because there are no major waves. Says Reb Shila, however, v'lohi, I made a mistake. Why? Kim de'ika gali, eimer gali eshpilu. Even though they don't have the major waves, but they do have minor waves. These gali means that from time to time there's a bit of a draft, a little bit of a wind, and yes, that will help people to swim and or to float away after all. And so therefore, it has a status like Mayim She'en Lem Soif and Ishtoi Asura. And that I said that Ishtoi Mutaris, that was my mistake. Anyway, bottom line, it says the Gemara, they did not put him in Chayrim, and Reb Shila explained that he himself agreed and conceded that he made a mistake. So now, Kari Shmuel alei derav, Shmuel is now giving a compliment to Rav, and he says, Le'yuna le'tzadik kol oven, that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want a tzadik to sin, and therefore he didn't, Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped him through me, through Shmuel, stopped Rav from sinning, what sin would we be talking about? The sin of putting somebody unnecessarily in chayr. Kari Rav alayhi Shmuel, Rav repaid the compliment to Shmuel and said, Uchua beroiv yoyet. Chua means salvation comes beroiv yoyet with much considerable counsel. Since you, Shmuel, were my counsel, you were able to go and give tshuva, and therefore, I thank you, Shmuel, for saving me from putting Reb Shila in chayim. Reb Yoyetz means with a lot of good advice, and you, Shmuel, gave me sound advice. Okay, it says Yimar, Tanya, we have a brisa. Omer Rebbe, Ma'isa Mishnei B'nei Odom Machamrim Machmoyrim. Two people that were making nets for catching fish. A yard, in the yard. So they were setting up the nets. And one of them, by accident, walked into and entered a mechila. Mechila is a tunnel. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, they call tunnels mechilot. So mechila shodogim in a fish tunnel. The shakachama, and there was shkia. In other words, it was nightfall. V'lei roa pischa shod mechila. I was not able to see the way to get out of the mechila. Basically, I was stuck. And his chaver that was traveling together with him, remember we started off Amar Rebbe Masa B'Shnei B'nei Adam, the other chaver waited Kadesh Teitzin Afshay, whatever that zman is, half an hour, 2 hours, what have you. And the Bovei Diyah B'Tech Beisei, he went to the home of the wife and said, wife, I have good news and bad news. Bad news is that your husband passed away. Good news is that you're free to remarry because your husband didn't come up from being under the water for an hour or two, and obviously he couldn't make it. Lamacha, the next day, Zorcha Chama, the sun started to shine, the Hikar Pischa Shol Mechila, and now that first fisherman who was caught there inside the tunnel, now there's light, and he was still alive. Says Rashi, apparently he found some sort of ear cavity, and he was able to stay above the water. Maybe there was some sort of ledge inside this swamp or whatever this was, and he was able to go and save himself. This was the Yarden. So although there was Mechila Shodogim, within the Mechila there was a ledge against the wall. He was able to sit up. The head, Baruch Hashem, was over the water. It was an ear pocket that he lived. So he comes home to tell his wife that I'm still alive, and he finds that people are whining and crying and eulogizing his loss. Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, "Kama gedolim divi chachamim, she'amar ma'im she'esh lem soif, ishtem uteres, she'en lem soif, ishtoi asura." If it's ma'im she'esh lem soif, then we can assume that the husband is dead. The wife can remarry. Ein lem soif, then the wife is us. Frey Timara, so what is the explanation? Apparently what the Gemara explanation is that this Mechila Shodogim, because it was in the Yarden, the Jordan River being a very wide and deep and all that type of river, so therefore the assumption is it's Mayim She'en Lem Soif, and that's the reason why Ishtoi is Asura. Dr. Gemara, that being the case, Ihochi Mayim She'esh Lem Soif Nami Nechish L'Mechila Shodogim, every time you have a Mayim She'esh Lem Soif, why do we say Ishtem Uteres? Because her husband didn't come up and land on the shores. Maybe it's talking about a case of Mechila Shodogim, and the husband got stuck there overnight, and maybe for a day or two, and then he found his way out, and Baruch Hashem, he lived because there was an air pocket. You don't typically find Mechila Shodogim in Mayim She'esh Lem Soif. It's a very, very large river, a large Atlantic Ocean or something similar, then there'll be Mechila Shodogim, these fish tunnels. In the small little rivers, you don't typically find these types of fish tunnels. Amar Rav Ashi, Hadi Amar Rabbana Mayim She'en Lem Soif Ishtei Asura Hani Mili Be'inish Te'alma. That's by a regular individual. Avtum Rabbana Fuz HaChosha Ve'yid HaKatam Et Chochem that went down, Vatzalacha Loi, then the Ishtei would be Muteres. Why? Ida Salik Kala Islei. I'm sorry, Ida Salik Kala Islei. If he, this Talmud Chacham, were able to somehow save himself, swim ashore, or float, or a wave would have pulled him up, then people would have heard about it. it would be well known. And since people didn't hear anything about it, the siman is, and unfortunately it looks like the person passed away, and that's why the wife would be mutter. So normally, Maim Shein Lam Tzoi, Ishta Asura. However, if it's Simur Rabbanan, Ishta Mutter is because the word will get around quickly. Oh, the grace of Talmud Chochem survived. Yotu Avlohi, Abla Maisa, we don't paskin like that. Loishna in Ishta Alma, but Loishna Turmer Rabbanan. If you have it in, Lichat Chilaloi. But if they already remarried, that's one thing. Lichat Chila, they should not remarry based on that type of circumstance, because after all, it could very well be, even though he's a Tzomer Rabbanan, maybe the word will not get around that quickly, and maybe in fact he is alive after all. And now the Gemara tells us two stories. Both stories are almost the same. One is about Rabbi Gamliel dealing with Rabbi Kiva, the other is Rabbi Kiva dealing with Rabbi Meir. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel, Pam Achas, Ayisim Halach Wasvina. One time I was traveling on a boat for Isi Svina Achash Shinishbura. I saw there in the water another Svina that was broken. And I knew that that other Svina was previously occupied by a great Talmud Chacham, who was at a manor of Rabbi Kiva, and I was distressed that I was afraid Rabbi Kiva Nebuch passed away. When I, Rabbi Gamliel, came up to the side of the river, in other words, came to shore. Bob Yoshev v'don lefanei ba'alacha. The next time I gave a shir, that day or the next day, guess who's sitting there? Ah, Rabbi Kiva himself. Amarti le'bni mi'alacha. Who saved you? I was sure that you were a goner. Amalisi told me dafshel svina and dizdamali that a plank of the svina came off and I found it and I floated on it. And it was like a flotation device. And any time a tidal wave came by me, I kind of nodded my head in the direction of that tidal wave, and that tidal wave went and pulled him up and schlepped him all the way to surface, and Baruch Hashem was able to survive after all. Because of this, the Chacham said an expression, al odam. If Chas V'Shalom, evil people go against a person, he should go and bend his head towards them, as if to subjugate his will against those Rishayim. The Gemara doesn't go into it in any great detail, but the Gemara in Maseches Tanis, I believe, says that it depends. If the Rosh Hashem is a Chekislai, whatever he does, apparently he is successful, then don't fight it. Obviously, it's a Siman HaShemayim, that he is to be, it's his time of fortune, and let it just pass. On the other hand, if he is not successful at everything he's doing, then if it's a Russia, you should go and fight him with all your ability, so that you should vanquish the Russia. Anyway, so the Gemara is telling us over here is, just like by the waves of the ocean, the best way of dealing with them is not to try to fight them, but rather in the Nele Russia, try to go along for the ride, so to speak. And that's how the person can go and survive. So we see from that this expression, good. I said at that time, I being Ram Gamliel, said about Rabbi Kiva, Kam G'dolim L'V'Chom She'onu Maim She'esh Lam Soif, Muteres V'Maim She'en Lam Soif Asura. This apparently was a case of Maim She'en Lam Soif. And the Chacham said Asura, even though I was sure that Rabbi Kiva had passed away. No, the Chacham were right, and I was wrong. And now the Gemara repeats this almost the same story, but not Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir. Tanya Rabbi Kiva, Pamachos Yisum Halach B'Svina, Var Yisum Matzvina Achim Tzarefes B'Yam. I saw another boat that was kind of capsizing in the sea. But Yisum Tzar, and I was in distress. Al Talmud Chacham Sheba, Umanu, who is that Talmud Chacham? Rabbi Meir. Remember the Gemara enumerated the five Talmidim of Rabbi Meir after the 24,000 had passed away, and one of the five was Rabbi Meir. And therefore, says the Gemara, Kishalisa Medinas Kapet Kaya, when I was, okay, so again, Rabbi Kiva was traveling in a Svina, he saw another Svina that was capsizing, and he was upset that Rabbi Meir apparently was a victim of drowning. Then afterwards, when I came up to Medina's Kapkatkaya, guess what? Bavi Yashem had done the funai ba'alacha. He was sitting there and learning ba'alacha as part of my shiur. Amarti loy bini mi alacha. Who saved you? Amali gal terdeni lechaveri. There were tidal waves that would go and pick me up and throw me to the next tidal wave. Chaveri lechaveri, and then the next one to the next one. At Shikiani liabosh, until it finally spit me up onto the river banks, the seashore. That's how I survived. Amarti, says Nerav Akiva, Amarti, Boyz Hashoah, Kamutel Nerav Chacham, She'amru, Mayim She'esh Lam Soif, Ishtoi Mutaris, Mayim Lam Soif, Ishtoi Asur. Okay. They say that, as an aside, that Ramayi Shapiro, Zatzal, when he instituted the Dafa Yoimi, that he quoted this Gemara, and he said that a person who learns the Daf, he will have a Daf Shel Sfina, a daf from the planks of the ship, will travel with him and will go and save him from any possible takolos, any problems, because as we know, Torah is megin, it protects a person, it's matzil a person. So that's the daf Shel Sfina. Nizdamanli, b'chol gal v'gal shebo alai neneisi loyroish, and how he was saved from certain death. So here too, I think Rav Meir Shapiro said, learn the Daf Shel Sfina, learn the Daf Yoimi, and that will save you from all types of trials and tribulations, and that will give you success in what you're doing. Okay, continuing on. Zut Yomar Tanur Rabbanu, with three lines from the bottom of the Amud on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabbanu, enough of the Gavarois. What happens if a person falls into a lion's den? He may eat an olav. You cannot go and be made that the person is dead. Rashi on the Amud Aleph is silent, but Rashi on the Amud Bey says the reason why you can't be made is because maybe the lions in the den are not hungry. Maybe they just had lunch. They're not hungry, and therefore they're not going to start up with you. So you can't be made that the person is certainly a goner. What happens if you fall in the Chafura Malay and the Chosh Makrab? You fall into a deep gutter or a deep hole that was dug out, which is full in the Chosh Makrab. Just like by Yosef Tzadik, he fell, he was in the bar, and the Chashim Akram Yeshboy. Then, Me'idin Olav, then you could be sure that he's a goner, that the Chashim Akram attacked him, and he's dead. If you remember, say, you know, Afa Chafurim Leia, the Chashim Akram, in Me'idin Olav. Even there, too, you can be made. Why? Because Chashinim, we are Chashish Shema, Chabarhu. A Chabar is a snake charmer. They were assuming, therefore, that he's maybe a snake charmer, and he was able to deal with the crisis of this snake, and it did not hurt. Frank Timur Tanakama, what did the Tanakama say to that? Tanakama said that if a person falls into Chafurish from the Choshem Akrab, he's a goner. He says, Agav Itzitza Maskile, because of the fact that the person went and fell into this Chafurish Shel Choshem Akrab, then the initial landing, so to speak, on the floor, it probably fell onto some of the Chashim Akrabim, and therefore, even if he can charm them, that's only if there was an open space. But if, as soon as he fell down, he stepped on a couple of the Chashim Akrabim, or at least he pushed them in a direction where they had very little space, it'll be too late for him to go and charm the snakes. It'll all be over. He will be dead. Tanaban, novel to Kishon Eish. When a person falls to Kishon Eish into a furnace of fire, Me'idin Olav, then you can be sure he's not coming out alive. However, the Yoyra Malaya Yayin Veshemen, Me'idin Olav, if he fell into a large vat of hot wine or hot shemen that are being heated up, and he fell into them, Me'idin Olav, he can be made that this person certainly died, he couldn't come out alive. Shemar Bacha Amru. It depends. What does he mean to say? We're assuming that these vats were full to the top, or almost to the top. When this person fell into the vat, he displaced that liquid. The liquid overflowed, and therefore went onto the wood down below, or the charcoal down below that's heating up this large vat. If you're talking about wine, wine is going to go be mechabe. It will extinguish the wood down below.
On the other hand, if you're talking about shemen, shemen is going to be maver, it's going to, just going to make it even hotter and burn even more. So therefore, says the Gemara, the Tanakhama said, Yain b'shemen me'idin olav, you know that he's dead. Rabbi Acha said, it depends. Show shemen me'idin olav, because the shemen will just add to the flames, it's oil, it adds to the flames. You're right. Neishu mavi, he'll be burned. Shal yain ein me'idin olav, you know why? Neishu mechaba, because the wine that goes over the side, not only is it not going to cause the fire to burn more strongly, to the contrary, it's going to go and extinguish the flames. Amrloids, they told Rabbi Acha, we disagree. Tchilosoi mechaba, the soifei maver, explains Rashi, that it's true that when the wine initially falls on the wood, it's going to cause it to get extinguished. However, that's not the only wood. We're talking about this was a large bonfire. This is just one or two logs in the middle of the fire. You know what's going to happen? After the wood becomes wet, then the flame is going to try to penetrate the wood. And if anything, at the end, it's going to even make it even hotter and burn more brightly than it did until now, because that's the way it works. That initially, you're mechaber, you extinguish, and then it's going to be maver, it's going to burn even more. Okay, the Mishnah said, Amar Meir, Ma'aseh be'echad shenofel bar ha-godol, and he came back after 3 days. Tanya, Amar Lilar Meir, Ein maskir masa nisim. Come on, it's a ness. So you can't go and bring a raya from a miracle. What's the ness? Now, Rashi points out that by the fact that the Gemara talks about Ma'aseh Nisim, it must be that in addition to the concern that he fell into this large cistern, which presumably has a lot of water in it, and therefore presumably he drowned, but there are other concerns as well that he was able to thwart, and therefore that was the Ma'aseh Nisim. So the Gemara explains, what other happening happened? See, if you look at Rashi, Ma'aseh Nisim, this Rashi is parallel to our Gemara, where it starts off, Tanya. Ma'aseh Nisim, afilu einoi mes machmas samayim, even if he didn't die as a result of the water, hoyu lo lomus machmas davaracher. There were other causes that should have caused the person to die. So the question is, what are those other causes that should have caused him to die? That from there would bring a ray that it was a masanism. My masanism. Ilay medal yachav le ishti, that he didn't eat or drink for 3 days straight. Voksiv. Vatsumo lai val toich vat ishtu. It says by Esther, Esther said to Mordechai, go and tell Klai Yisrael that tsumo lai, they should go and fast for me. Val toich le ishtu, shloish is yamim. They shouldn't eat or drink for 3 days. And guess what? And they all survived. So you see that you can survive 72 hours without eating and drinking. Now if you're going to tell me that was only during the day, that was not during the night, look at the end of the pasuk. B'tzumu alai v'al toichlu v'atishtu shloishes yomim lailo v'yoim gamani v'naroisai otzum kein. So you see that they fasted 72 hours straight. So it's not a masa nisim. If hundreds of thousands of Jews were able to fast 72 hours straight, so this Jew is also able to fast there in the Bar HaGadol. So what's the problem? So Yimael Doli 9, it must mean that the person didn't sleep for 72 hours. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Shavu Shlo Isha Shlo Isha Yom, if a person makes a shavu, he's not going to sleep for the next 3 days. Mal Kanoi, so he give him patch. The Ishtal Alti should go to sleep immediately, because this is a shavu Lashov, it's impossible for a person to stay up 72 hours. And therefore, that's the Ma'aseh Nisim. But a mayor might time up. Why does a mayor say, no, I can bring a raya, l'chayra, l'chom marayit, it is a Ma'aseh Nisim. And for the Gemara, Amrav Kahana, kipen al gabi, kipen hava. Because inside this large bar, there were arches on top of arches. And therefore, he presumably should have been able to lie on the arch, put his head down on the arch, so that he should be able to go and sleep after all, and therefore he wouldn't be 72 hours in a row. And that's why it's on a Ma'aseh Nisim. He had an opportunity to sleep on those arches within the Bar HaGadol. Frank Timara, Firabon, what are the Rabban hold? The Shisha Hava. Those types of arches inside a cistern, inside a bar, are usually made out of shayish. Shayish is marble. Marble is by definition slippery in the water, so there's no way that he can go and lie his head down on that marble because of the fact that it's just going to reject it. I agree with you, this is not a long-term solution. However, even if it's slippery because it's made out of marble, presumably the person who was drowning inside this nahar, he could somehow get his hands around it, hold on to it for a little bit of time. Therefore, I can't automatically assume the person is dead. He may in fact have lived and is still living after all. And now the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent, bringing a famous story about Reb Nechunya Choifer Shichen. What does it say? Turn around. Ma'aseh v'vitoy shel Nechunya Choifer Shichen shenafel lebar hagudol. There's a story about the daughter of Nechunya. Nechunya was a digger of pits, a digger of subterranean waters, and he was digging out the shichen, and his own daughter fell into the bar hagudel, which he himself dug up. They told Bchinina ben Doisa, go and be mispalel for Nechunya choifer shichen. So what did Bchinina ben Doisa do? He was mispalel. And Shori Shoina, he said in the first hour, Omelahem Shalom, Baruch Hashem, she's still alive, everything's good. Shnia, the second hour, Omelahem Shalom, she's still alive. Shlishis Omelahem, Olza, Baruch Hashem, she's out of the water, and she's Baruch Hashem Gezunt, and everything is fine. Omelabiti, Mi'alocha. So afterwards, when they were reunited with this daughter of Nechunya, Choifer Shichen Uma Arais, they asked her, tell us, who got you out of the water safely? Amr Loisa, she said, Zecher Shur Cholim Nizdamanli, not Zecher, Zocher Shur Cholim Nizdamanli, a Zocher of a, from the sheep animal, Nizdamanli, I think it's a U, E-W-E. It was Nizdamanli that I was able to find it and see it, and that Zocher Shur Cholim was a Zokain, Zokin Manhigoy. So what does this all mean? So Rashi, the Zocher Shur Cholim is a reference to the Isle of Yitzchak, meaning by the Akedis Yitzchak. The Zaken Manhigo is referring to Avraham Avinu. In the Schus of the Akeda of Yitzchak, in the Schus of Avraham, those two Schusim protected this fellow that he should not pass away. Amruloi, so they said to him, was it a fellow? It was probably the daughter of Chanina. We'll see in a moment. It's about Chanina ben Dois. And anyway, so what does Gemara tell us? Because of the Zohar of the Kedis Yitzchak and of Ram Avinu, Omrulay Navi, period. Those are the ones that saved her from certain death there in having fallen into the Bar Agol. Dr. Gemara, Omrulay. So now they said to Chanina Mendoza, Mendoviata, are you a prophet that you were able to see that she's going to come out alive? Omrulay, no. I'm not a Navi, my father was not a Navi. Would it be proper, would it be appropriate that the Dovashim Nichshol Beizarei, who's the Dovash Nichshol Beizarei? None other than Nechunya Choifer Shichen. She fell into such a Shiach, in such a bar. It would not be fitting that something that Nechunya worked for all his life with grace and Messias Nefesh on behalf of the Tzibor, that as a result, Chas Hashem, his daughter should get punished in that very same cistern that he dug out. So he said, something that Nechunya was Moise Nefesh for all these years, Yekoshel Beizarei, should his Zara, meaning should his children, Chas Hashem, be Nechshel, should die. Amr Baba Ava P. Cain, even so, Meis B'nai Batzama. His son passed away in summer in out of dehydration, I guess they would call it today, of being thirsty and not having any water. Shnemitz in the post of Sivim Tzar Niyoid, Lama Shekunish Baruch Hu Medaktik Im Tzvivam Chut Tzar, Kunish Baruch Hu Medaktik Im Tzvivam, meaning even these graces tzadikim, which are close to Hashem, Chut Tzara, just like a hair breath. Another right from now. The pasuk kill naras, but so he can know Hashem. Rabbah, the noira al kol tzvivav. Kadosh Baruch Hu instills fear al kol tzvivav on all of those people that are close to him, that are his tzaddikim. Now, What is the Gemara answering? After all, why didn't the Gemara say over here too that just like the Masa would be Tishlum Lechunya, we said that Dover Sheatzadik Misasik by Yigoshel Bezaroi. The same thing say over here too that Dover Sheatzadik Misasik by. What's the Dover Sheatzadik Misasik by in making water available? And here Nebuch the son passed away in summer. He passed away Nebuch from thirst. Isn't that a problem? So Tosis asks this kash over here. See, two Tosis before the end. Avo became meis b'nei batzom. And we call mokan. They have a dovish in star by a tzaddik. Why? Shvi osa habar. He didn't go and manufacture the bar in which his son died from tzameh. In the case of his daughter, she died in the very, not she died, but she almost died in the very bar or shiach that he himself, Nechunya, had dug out. So, dovish in star by a tzaddik, yikosha by zar. But here it's not because of what the tzaddik did. He didn't go and dig out a bore or something, and he did, but the son didn't die as a result of that bore. He just died stamazai. So you're going to say, but nevertheless, why would the tzaddik have such a punishment that he has a son who passed away during his lifetime? And the answer is because Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitaktim in tzvivov with his tzaddikim kecho tasar. Okay, zok the Mishnah. Even if he hears the women talking among themselves, in other words, they're not testifying, they're just having meisiach lifi tumay, just talking, and they heard that this and this person passed away, meis ish ploini, died, that's already enough. You don't need anything more than that. And this Mishnah holds that even edus of one woman or multiple women is sufficient. But one woman and multiple women, mentioned, that's going to be a Mishnah. And Kuf Chav Beis Omen Aleph Miyatsisha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Shomen Atenoikis Omer, even if he hears the children speaking to one another, Hari Ono Hilchem Lispite Vlikvaris Ish Ploini, they were going to go to the Hesprit and the Kvura of Ish Ploini, let's say, of Yankel Smith. Benjud Mescham, Benjud Enim Meschavin, say if these Tenoikis are being Mechavin to go and testify testimony, or say they're being it really makes no difference. They are believed, and therefore the person, the wife, can remarry. You're talking about a yid. Even with mechaven with his testimony to free her from iguna. If he's mechaven to be matir her, that she should be able to remarry, we do not accept his edus. When do we accept his edus? The Gemara is going to talk about that shortly in Mitzvah. So we start the Gemara. It says over here that if the Tinoike said we're going to go to this Levaya of Yankel Smith, is the Chassim and Yankel Smith passed away, and then you can go and free Mrs. Smith, so you should be able to remarry. Maybe subsequently the Tinoike heard that the whole thing was not true, that it was a mistake. The Yankel Smith did not die, even though they intended going to Levaya. It was a mistake in the papers, and he didn't die after all, Baruch Hashem, they didn't go to Levaya. So how can you rely on that to be allow the wife to remarry? Every word de Ka'amri, we have to change. Omer of Yudam Shmuel, de Ka'amri Hareni, Harenu, Boyin Melisbeth of Nikvaris Ishplani. Not that the Mishnah is saying that we're going to the Hesped and the Kvur of Ishplaini, but rather that we're returning from the Hesped and the Kvur of Ishplaini. After all, Tumatinoikis means Kleine Kinderlach. So maybe the Kleine Kinderlach, one of their Barbie dolls died, or the Gemara refers to Kamtsa. Kamtsa, Rashi says, either a Chogov would be from the grasshopper family, or a namala, or an ant, and they gave it a name, and they said, Yankel Smith passed away. Really, it wasn't Yankel Smith, it was just an ant, or it was just a small grasshopper. But they gave it the name, because after all, children play. And just like they play with dogs and give them names, they may have given a name to this ant, Yankel Smith. Everything more, the Ka'amri came, the king, Rabban and Havahusam, came, the king, Sabtani Havahusam. Talking about children who are quite serious and are detailed in their testimony, and they're saying, we just came back from Levaya, and this rabbi was there, and this is how many people were there, and it was a really packed crowd, and who were the maspidim, and who were the rabbanim, so they really know what's going on, and they gave a full description of Levaya, and then you can rely that this person never passed away. By a goy, we also believe if he was miskaven to say testimony, we do not believe him. So now the question is, when do we believe a goy? That when he testified, his kavanah was to go and be matir, this woman, to be able to remarry, and then we do not accept his testimony. However, if his kavanah was only to go and say edus without any ulterior motives, they do say edus, then we believe. How do I know? You can't ask the guy, do you have ulterior motives? So tomorrow, Amr Yosef, Balabez, the Yamar Ishplani Mace, he siu es ishtoi. If he comes into the Bezdin and says, I can testify that Yankel Smith died, yes, Bezdin, feel free to go and have her remarry. Zeu niskaven hatir lehatir Mace. Lehatir. It's obvious that his going into Bezdin and testifying was for the purposes of being matter, because he said, he see with Sishta. However, Meistam, what happens if he comes into Bezdin, he says, or Baisai, unfortunately, I have to tell you bad news, I just came back from a kvura of Yankel Smith, period. Seven is kamal edis, then his kamal is la edis, and not la hatir, therefore he's believed. If his kavanah in coming to Bezin was to be matter her from Iguna, how can you tell if he says, I saw Nebuch, her husband passed away, therefore Bezin, I recommend allowing her to remarry. If he just had in mind to go and just say Edis without giving Edis, without talking about the wife, hey, do say Edis, and the Edis is good after all. Don't you remember the famous story about Oishi Barabi? And decided to Shehitris. Hitris means that he fought in Pshmoidim v'chamisha Zekanim with 85 Zekanim. Omelahem, lo yishonu yishkaven lahatir. The only time that it would say, you don't believe him if his kamanu was to be matir. Omelahem lahoyed, I do say Edis. Okay, so that's just like Rish Lakish said. But says Rabbi Yechim lehoyed lechacham, the chacham disagreed. And they said, no, even in this Gamma Lahoyed, Edis, all to no good. Then, if he's not Miskaven, if he was Miskaven, ain't Edus Edus, which is Masha, that if he was not Miskaven, then Edus Edus, Heich Mishkachas Lo. So, what case can you give? You're telling me that all cases, Saif is Mechaven to be Matir, Saif is Kavana was just to go and tell a story. He said that in both cases, according to what we're saying now, it's no good. Sorry, but sorry, so when does the Mishnah said, Av Mishu Miskaven, Im Hoyu Miskaven, Eidus Eidus? So when would be Eidus Eidus? Can you explain that to me? It says the Gemara, in the case of Mesiach Lefitumai. Mesiach Lefitumai means Mesiach Lefitumai. Mesiach Lefitumai means that the person is not coming to tell his testimony. It's just talking regular chatter, and they're having, talking about the latest events in town, and this guy says, oh, you didn't hear? This Jewish fellow passed away, and there was a big funeral yesterday, there were a bunch of rabbis, a bunch of people. So since he's not talking about testimony, he's just being Mesiach Levitumi, then he's believed. Ki Yehuda v'ka'omer v'azel, man ikabei chivoy. There was a guy that went around saying, where is the house of Chivoy, and is anybody home? Shochav Chivoy. The reason I'm asking is because Chivoy has passed away. I want to be able to tell his wife and his children what happened. In the Rav Yosef little bit, so, and Rav Yosef said, okay, since he wasn't testifying, he was just doing this on his own, kind of a voluntary basis. But a similar case. By the parish's reason, Nebuch. For this parsha's reason. Parsha's reason, Rashi says, means a very strong warrior. What's the lashon of Rashi? Gibor Chayil v'Yisrael Hayah. Gibor Chayil means a very strong fellow, a Yid. And what was the story about him? First was saying, "Vayelo parches." The reason to have Pabdisa, the Shachet, Nebat, this great warrior, a Jewish great warrior, passed away in Pabdisa. And based on that, the Intzva Rav Yosef, the same Rava led the Bissel. So Rav Yosef or Rava married off the daughter, married off in the sense that gave her a heter that she should go be able to remarry. Who is there in the house of Chasa? Tova Chasa. Because Chasa has passed away. So therefore I want to be able to tell Mrs. Chasa or the children that Nebuch, the husband and the father, passed away. Omer of Nachman, well, Akim, he swears in the name of Hashem. Achlu Kavri Lechasa. The fish have eaten Chasa up. That's why there's no Chasa. You know, with the word of Nachman, it's Mashma. Azla, midwir of Nachman, Azla de Bisu, the Chasav Intzva. Based on the words of Rav Nachman, that Chasa had Nebuch drowned, and then he, Rav Nachman made a form of a shvuah, and he said, Nebuch, Chasa died. Again, you have this person who's going around town. Ha'ud avik omar v'ozl, man ikka be'chasa, tova chasa, chasa Nebuch drowned. Omar Rav Nachman, alikir, I swear in the name of Hashem, ochlu kaver v'chasa, the fish must have eaten chasa up, and therefore he's Mrs. Chasa allowed to remarry. That in fact, based on this statement of Rav Nachman, that the fish ate up Chasa, Rav Nachman permitted the wife of Chasa to remarry. And he didn't say anything to them. They didn't say anything to him. That's only the chetchila. What happens if she got married already? You don't take away me, Suffolk. Rather, she can go and stay with the husband, unless we hear differently. Ikli Amri, Insver of Nachman de Bissur. Rav Nachman, in fact, was matir the wife to go and remarry. Omar, Chasa Gavar Rabbi Isay. Chasa is a great, great person. If Chasa was well known, and Isa the Sole called Islay the Milza. If he was able to save himself, then there would be a call. Like we said in the Amud Aleph with the Tzumah Rabbanim, that if a person who drowns or was lost in the sea or the river, the Tzumah Rabbanim, then if you don't hear anything for the short while, then you can assume that the person drowned because it was a Tzumah Rabbanim, we would have heard something. So here too he says that this Rav Chasa was a Gavar Rabba, and therefore we would have heard something. Since he didn't hear anything, you can assume that he passed away. And he said, it's all they call the Islam, the Milzah. It really doesn't make a difference whether the person is Tzumah Rabbanim with the Gavar Rabba. In all cases, the person is not allowed to go and remarry if you're talking about Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif. So Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif, you don't know whether the person was able to get up to the surface or not. So the fact that it's a Tzumah Rabbanim or not is irrelevant. Therefore, in all cases, the Yevet in, l'chatchil, you cannot rely on it, but the Yevet you can rely on what you hear and what you see. I guess we'll stop over here. Kol tov, atzlach, everybody, be well. Thank you for listening.